Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And we are back live here in Findlay, where the boys are getting ready to take on the Riverview Panthers. They last met January 6th in College Place, and in that game, the Hawks drew up to the Panthers 66-45, but they played them fairly tough. We're actually leading after one quarter, 12-10, and then the wheels came off in the second quarter, only putting up 5 points to drop to a 9-point deficit, and then again also getting kind of whipped in the third quarter. And then they came back, the Hawks came back and played well in the fourth quarter, but those two good quarters, first and fourth, bookended two really kind of disastrous second and third quarters. Here is how the scoring for that particular game: Bakari and Rooks both with 2 points. Moreno managed to get 1 point. Hatch had 6 points and two rebounds. Jesse Garcia, 9 points, three rebounds and one assist. Hector Flores, 7 points, three rebounds and an assist. Silas Shumate, 4 points, but 10 rebounds and one assist. And then Nico Romero led all scorers with 14 points, three rebounds and two assists. In that game, a hot shot, a fairly decent 32%, only 3 for 9 from the line, however. 28 rebounds, 7 points, seven assists, rather, and two steals to offset 9 turnovers, and then they also had 2 blocked shots. I find out in talking both to our official scorekeeper and in talking to Lance Hatch himself that Hatch is out for the season. The incident back on last Friday at Connell where he collided with Ken Rook, it looked to me like Ken Rook got the worst of that particular exchange, having at least a portion of one, if not two, teeth knocked out, while Hatch got his elbow opened up, and I thought it was simply a matter of him needing stitches. But he showed up this evening in a sling, and I got a chance to talk to him a little bit, and he said there's a bone chip, there's a scrape along his bone, and there actually was a fracture that took place as a result of that impact with Ken Rook. So Lance Hatch, now with what amounts to a broken arm, is unfortunately going to be out for the season, and that's tough for Coach Mark Ferraro. Is he still trying to get his team to find that first win in school history? And in Hatch, trying to bring up my statistics here, he is losing a player that is he's the second leading scorer on the team, averaging almost 10 points a game. He's very nearly the leading rebounder. He averages 6.2 rebounds a game. Silas Shumate is the leading rebounder at 6.5 rebounds a game. But Hatch had a strong, confident presence down low, both in terms of gathering and rebounds and in terms of finishing down low. And so he was a double threat. And for Ferraro to lose him for the season, that is exceptionally unfortunate. However, they're playing a Riverview team that tonight, that despite that January victory, they're playing somewhat hot and cold. They're 5-5 right now in the league, tied with Connell for fourth place, 9-6 overall. In their last, let's see if I can find their, yep, there it is. So on their past four games, they're 2-2. They beat Royal only by 2 at Riverview on January 20th. And then they lost to Waluke strongly on January 21st. They beat LaSalle at Union Gap, took care of the Lightning 55-37, and then proceeded to lose to Burbank 63-48. So they're a little bit schizophrenic. And in talking to a local coach, they said with Riverview, you never quite know what it is they're going to get. And in the first quarter, at that game back in January, the Hawks comported themselves quite well and perhaps gave an idea of what they might be able to succeed against the Panthers. Now, Mark Ferraro, actually not even here tonight. What happened to our coach? I see. So we're still looking for Coach Ferraro to come in. Right now we've got Chris Richards on the bench. But Ferraro has been. They beg your pardon. It's Curtis Pumphrey that's on the bench. Thank you very much for that. Ferraro's been having to shuffle his lineup, and a couple of nights ago, in facing a very strong Waluke team, he was missing Noah Merka, he was missing Lance Hatch, and he was missing Jesse Garcia, who had a spot start and really comported himself quite well. And yet with a makeshift lineup and shuffling people in and out, actually played Luke fairly tough. Two of those quarters, in fact, the third quarter, Luke Varsity was on the court, and Ferraro's team was staying right on top of things. So despite losing Hatch, we've got the shuffled lineup going on, and various guys are contributing. Let's go ahead and take a look at that Waluke game. Back on January 24th, Waluke beat the Hawks 70-53. But no, the Hawks put up 53 points, which is a pretty good offensive performance for them. They had Kobe Morris, 2 points, 4 rebounds. Lindstrom only had 1 rebound and 1 assist. Miguel Moreno, in limited moments, had 3 points and 2 rebounds. Braden Schwartz, 2 rebounds. And Schwartz showing some possibility of being able to manage down low. Ken Rooks with 2 rebounds. Kari had 11 points, 4 rebounds, and 3 assists in limited time. Silas Hume made 11 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist. Hector Flores, 7 points, 6 rebounds, and 1 assist. And Nico Romero leading all scorers with 19 points and 2 rebounds. In fact, I want to single out Nico Romero for something. Nico, he's listed as 5'5", and I think that might be generous, and I don't mean any offense to either Nico or to his parents, but I think he might be 5'5" if he stands on his toes a little bit. But he plays with tremendous fearlessness. I love how he goes tearing in and will attack and take on the trees with virtually no hesitation. I work at a school in Tri-Cities, and one of the basketball coaches there laments the fact that he has some players who are hesitant to bring on any contact, and I go, I want to take film with Nico and show him what it means to not be concerned about driving into the key and taking contact. We're getting into the starting lineups here, so let's go ahead and start first with the hosting Riverview Panthers. And Coach Roger Sunderland is going to be starting at guard, a 5'8 junior number 1, Abel Katabong. He's also going to be starting listed at guard, a 6-foot junior number 3, Darren Roberts. Starting at forward, a 6'4 senior number 13, Bailey Westberg. And also starting at guard, a 6-foot sophomore number 14, Caden Lee. And then finally at guard, a 5'10 senior number 22, Cody Hamlin. For the Hawks, and Coach Mark Ferraro, although right now the man on the bench for us is going to be Curtis Humphrey. He's going to start at guard. Once again, the 5'5 junior number 1, Nico Romero, and then the quarterback pairing him in the backcourt is 5'9 junior number 2, Hector Flores, starting at forward, and he can do some things down low, both in terms of scoring and rebounds. Is the 6'2 junior number 3, Silas Shoemate, also starting at forward, the 5'10 junior number 5, Ken Rooks, and finally starting at center. And we're looking to see the southpaw shot start to manifest itself, the 6'3 junior number 15, Cameron Lindstrom. Lindstrom is going to be, no, it's going to be Silas Shoemate that's going to be sitting in the center circle today. And let's get back to the Riverview lineup. This is probably going to be Westberg, who is going to go in against him. And Westberg, I don't know, man. Westberg's listed as 6'4". And Silas, is Silas listed as, yeah, Silas listed as 6'2". He ain't 6'4". So anyway, here we go. Shoemate and Westberg, and we're ready to go. There's the whistle. There's the tip. Silas manages to tip it to Ken Rooks, and the Hawks are in business, moving from left to right. As we sit here at the scores table, Hector goes on the right to Nico. Now back to Hector. Flores looking for an opening. Dribbles to the left. Now he goes into the corner. Feeds Lindstrom. Now kicks back out to Nico. As soon as he's left corner, three. Oh, and it rims in and out. Rebound Rooks. This guy is up. He goes up. And his shot ends up getting stripped away from him. And what do we have here? That is Hamlin. It goes on the left to, that's not Katabong. That is Lee, who dribbles into the key. Now kicks out to, I want to say that's Hamlin. He launches the three. That's no good. Hamlin then comes down with the rebound and puts the turnaround jump shot over Hector and puts it in. And then long entry pass to Lindstrom. He has to pull back, wants to kick back to Rooks, but Cameron steps on the baseline, and Riverview turns it over. And my score thing is certainly not working at all. Nico Romero did not score. It's 2-0 Riverview. We've got Caden Lee dribbling on the right, wants to drive in, now has to pull back out. Now he goes top of the arc to Hamlin. He now wants to drive in, tries to slice through the double team, puts up a little running shot, no good. Lindstrom tips the rebound, and it's going to end up being brought up by Nico Romero. He's going to drive down the left wing, and he wants to go coast to coast. Boy, he should have been called for a charge, and he did. Yeah, he elbowed into Caden Lee and sent him flying, so Nico Romero is going to pick up his first team foul. And Robert will inbounds to Hamlin. Hamlin playing quarterback duties right now for Sunderland and Riverview. Hamlin dribbles to the right, stutter steps, now kicks out to Cottavong, who's going to launch a three. That rims in and out, and Rooks had position. And they're going to call a foul on Caden Lee for over the back. That's his first personal first team foul. So Ken Rooks with a position manages to draw the foul. Flores gives to Nico. Nico on the right arc, doesn't really have a dribble. Goes down deep to Silas Newman. He's waiting for it, and he lays it up and in. Yeah, Nico Romero with the assist. And Curtis Pumphrey is going to call a timeout with 6:22 to go, and we're tied at Riverview 2-2. You're listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM, KGTC2.
What do Elgin Appliance and Maytag dishwashers have in common? Maytag offers dependable cleaning built into every dishwasher with their Jet Clean Plus wash system. While Elgin Appliance customers have come to depend on their knowledge, selection, and prices, Maytag offers the four-step clean system, starting with spray jets with the power of 25 gallons per minute and the maintenance-free filter, along with the four-blade chopper, and finally, high-heat steam to sanitize. So when purchasing your next dishwasher, depend on Maytag and Elgin Appliance and Milton Free Water.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
6:22 left in the first quarter, tied at 2. And Hamlin for Riverview takes across the timeline. Going to be met by Flores at the top of the arc. Now gives to Roberts on the right. Now Cottavong at the top of the arc. Cottavong now wants to drive through. He's going to kick out to Westberg. He thinks three instead, kicks back out to Cottavong. He's now on the right arc, 20 on the shot clock. Cottavong now dribbling, still on the right arc. Now goes to Hamlin, and they're going to call Hamlin for picking up his pivot foot. And the Panthers turn the ball over. Nico will go out far sideline, hands into Flores. Hector's going to take across the timeline, going to be met by Cottavong at the top of the arc, goes left arc, sorry, right arc. Danny maintaining his dribble, goes to Flores in the right corner. He's going to dribble and kicks back out to Nico. He thinks the three, thinks baseline, he's got to kick back to Shoemate. No. Goes to Flores on the right arc. Now to Shoemate in the corner, and Shoemate's going to drive baseline. He's got to go top of the arc. Flores. Flores going to drive down 16 on the shot clock. Puts up a running 15-footer. Bounces around on the rim. No good. And Hamlin quickly gets to Cottavong on the left arc. Cottavong has to pull out. Being slapped out by Nico. Now gives top of the arc Westberg. He wants to drive in. He's got to kick back out to Lee. He's going to shoot a left arc three. That's good. Caden Lee for three. And it is 5-2 Riverview. Flores goes right arc Nico. Nico looking for something. No going to the top of the arc. Hector. Flores now going to put it on the ground. He wanted to go down to Rooks. The ball got kicked and no one called it. It was a clear kick. And unfortunately, it's going to be listed as a turnover for Flores. Hamlin feeds to Robert, who then hits the three. And that's bad officiating. Nico goes to the top of the arc, now goes to Shoemate, who's going to drive baseline, shoots over Westberg, his shot too weak, gets his own rebound, goes up. That's not going to go in, but he's going to go to the line. And the foul's on Cody Hamlin. That's his first personal, second team foul. Silas Shoemate to the line, shooting the first charity shots of the evening. He'll get to shoot two. And he nails his first. 8-3 Riverview. 4:47 to go in the first. Silas, a couple of deliberate dribbles, and then a quick shot, and rattles that one home. 8-4 Riverview, 4:46 to go. Hamlin quickly comes to the top, stutter steps, pulls up. On the left goes Cottavong. He fakes three, pulls in, now goes back out to Roberts. He thinks three, instead wants to slice through the double team and goes through the key, and they're going to say he got fouled on the way up. Fouls on Hector Flores, his first personal, second team foul. And no, they're going to say the foul was on the drive. So Roberts is not going to the line. It'll be Hamlin taking it out baseline. He's got Flores jumping around in front of him. And running out of time, has to go long to Westberg. Shadowed by Lindstrom. Now down low to Roberts, who lays it up and in. That was a good eye there by Westberg. And 10-4 Riverview. Nico comes to the top of the arc. Double teamed. Running out of time. Now gets to Flores on the left arc. Hector now wants to drive. He dribbles through the key, out to Silas, and right through his hand. Silas saw the pass coming, was trying to take off, and didn't clap on the ball first. And I know it's a football term, but the wide receiver's got to look things into your hand. Hamlin takes the inbound from Lee, takes it across the timeline, dribbles to the right. He fakes the handoff and says he's going to kick out to Lee. Now kick out to Cottabong. He's going to shoot a left arc three. That's nothing but net. And it's a 9-0 run right now for Riverview. Flores comes down to the right wing. Now he's going to pull back out. Now drives down again. Gets into the corner. Now he's trapped. Goes right arc Nico. Nico now wants to drive in. Kicks up to Shoemate. He's going to shoot a left arc three off the back of the rim. No good. And Lee is in position for the rebound. And here comes Hamlin quickly. And his, oh my gosh. He wanted to pass cross court. Hector got all ball, and they're going to call a foul on Flores. And normally you don't criticize the officiating, but I saw a clear kick that wasn't called, and that was a clear block that wasn't called. Schwartz is going to check in, and Lindstrom's going to check out, and Mark Ferraro is doing a great, I'd be in a fit of temper right now if I were a coach. Lee takes the long inbounds, kicks out to Cottabong on the right arc. Cottabong dribbling, looking for something, and open up, goes right arc Hamlin. Hamlin now wants to drive in, faces a quadruple team, feeds Westberg, whose lane is too weak, tipped rebound, ends up going to be brought down by Roberts. His shot ends up being no good. And finally, Shoemate comes down with the rebound. Gives the Flores on the right arc, and Hector picked up his pivot foot. That I could see. But that one they called. Hamlin will end up taking it out baseline. And, oh, nope, they're going to take it out in front of the Riverview bench. I beg your pardon. So Lee inbounds to Hamlin. Hamlin dribbles to the top. Now goes to Westberg on the left arc. He goes top of the arc. Roberts. Roberts going to pull up for three. And we're going to have a foul away from the ball. I guess the question is, the three was good. The question is it going to count? So why did you blow the whistle? Why did you blow the whistle? Okay, they blew the whistle, so something happened away from the ball. Roberts hit a three. I believe they're saying that counts. We're still actually waiting for the waiting for the official call on that, and the officials are conferring, trying to clarify exactly what needs to happen here. Okay, so we're going to get a call here. Okay, so Roberts' three-pointer is good. And they're saying there's no foul. So, okay, here we go. Now they're saying that there was a pushing foul on Silas Shoemate, and it didn't occur during the shot. It was away from the ball. So Silas picks up his first personal, fourth team foul, and Riverview will get the ball back as Cottabong takes a long inbound, goes to Roberts on the right arc, now to Westberg, who then feeds a driving Hamlin, who lays it up and in, and it is a 14-0 run right now for Riverview. Nico wants to slice through a double team, then faces a triple team, and now they're going to call him for his second charge of the evening. Nico picks up his second personal, fifth team foul. I don't know who he plowed into. And Nico's got that look on his face that says he's discouraged. That could be a problem. Hamlin going to come across the timeline. 2:50 to go. 14-0 Riverview run, opening an 18-4 lead. Nico tries to get the ball from Cottabong, feeds it driving Hamlin. His shot ends up being no good, but he kicks back to Lee. He's able to lay it up and in, and it's a 16-0 run. Flores comes across the timeline, dribbles left now, dribbles right now, pulls left. Feeds Rooks at the top of the key, who nails it. Hello, Ken Rooks. Nice looking shot there, brought to you by Hector Flores. And that's 16-0 run is now over. Roberts dribbling on the right. Now goes Cottabong. Is going to shoot a long NBA three. High off the back of the rim, no good. Skying for the rebound is Hamlin, who loses the handle on it. It's going to be stolen by Ken Rook. We then see Shoemate, who comes driving down the court. His shot a little bit weak. Rook's fighting for the rebound, getting harassed. it'll be interesting to see how they make this call because, okay, they're going to call that foul on Darren Roberts for going over Ken Rooks' back. Kobe Morris and Cameron Lindstrom to check in. Nico is going to sit, as is Silas Shoemate. And Ferraro is going to go to the end of the bench and try and coach up Nico and try and get his attitude back in play. Flores baseline feeds Rooks. Ooh, yes, sir! Bounces it in. So that's brought to you by Hector Flores. Nice eyes and nice finish by Ken Rooks. Hamlin comes to the top of the arc. It's going to be met by Flores. Still dribbles back to the center circle. Now goes to Roberts on the right arc. Roberts now going to shoot for three over Lindstrom. Rims in and out. Skying rebound. Morris can't quite get the handle on it. That's going to be brought up by Lee. His putback ends up being no good. And this time, Lindstrom's going to come down with the rebound. Flores quickly comes loping down. Pulls out at the top. Now dribbles to the right. Now goes back to the top. Now right arc Morris. Morris looking for some opening, goes back to Flores, loses the handle, gets it back. He's going to dribble left, dribbling into the corner, now pulling out. 17 on the shot clock, cross court to Morris. Down to Schwartz, who wasn't quite ready for it. He tries to make a move down, give it to Lindstrom. Back up to Flores at the top. Flores is going to shoot a three off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound, Braden Schwartz. He then dribbles into the key, and he puts it away. Braden Schwartz with the rebound and put back in a 2010 Riverview. Hamlin. Dribbling to the top, pulling back out, now going on the right to Roberts. He goes top Westberg. Westberg guarded by Schwartz. Dribble, kick out to Lee. That's right, Lee. He puts up a long three, no good. Scrambles in for his own rebound. He goes up and gets blocked by Flores. And then, hello. Yes. Ken Rooks drives down the right lane and lays it up and in. Rooks leading all. Hawks scores with 6 points right now, and it's 20-12. And 26 seconds left. Hamlin's going to play for the last shot. He's in the corner by the timeline, under 19. Probably going to wait for 10 to come up, and everybody right now is going to go ahead and accept the breather as Hamlin waits for, I think, tick down to 10. And sure enough, now he's starting to make a move, approaches Flores, fakes left, goes right, fakes left again. Now he's got to pull up, goes to Roberts on the right arc. Roberts is going to pull up for a right arc three that bounces off the front of the rim as the clock expires. And the Hawks, coming back from a big 16-0 run in Riverview, closes down to 8. It's Panthers 20, Hawks 12, going into the second quarter. You're listening to College Place Basketball on 102.3 FM KGBC2.
The tradition began in 1869 with two entrepreneurs whose vision was to empower the local community through prudential financial decisions. Today's team at Baker Boyer still shares that vision of building and empowering the community by providing sage advice and counsel. Combining the tradition of community banking with the expertise of D.S. Baker Advisors, Baker Boyer attends to your needs with the proven wisdom of listening first, understanding second, and helping third. Baker Boyer's mission is to help local families manage assets to build local legacies. Baker Boyer, family legacies grown locally. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Start of the second quarter here live in Finley, where Riverview is leading your Hawks 20-12. They've been tied at 4. Riverview went on a 16-0 run to open a 20-4. Check that 20-6 lead. It was a 16-2 run. And now, nope, I had it right. It was 20-4. And the Hawks now on an 8-0 run, led by 6 points by Ken Rooks. As Riverview takes the ball to start the second quarter. Hamlin goes on the right to Cottabon, waiting for something to open. He's got Ken Rooks. Rooks bats it away. I'll tell you, Rooks is playing a house of fire right now. Cottabon dribbles into the key. He's got to kick back out, gets to Roberts. Now back to Cottabon. He fakes the 3-17 on the shot clock, goes to Westbrook down low, who then is going to feed a driving Lee, who lays it up and in. Kobe Morris inbound to Hector Flores. Flores going to take it across the timeline. Feeds Lindstrom at the top of the key. Now to Morris. Now to Flores. Scouted by Cattavon. Goes right arc Rooks. He's going to launch for a three. That looked awfully good from where I was at. And then tipped rebound by Braden Schwartz. Is laying too strong. Then Lindstrom's going to gather it back in. And that's no good. Man. Cottavon takes the ball on the left arc. Now goes to Roberts at the top of the arc. Going to drive to the top of the key. Now back to Cottavon. He's going to launch a left arc three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound Lee. He's going to go up against Morris, too strong. Kobe Morris is going to pick up his first personal. That's his first personal. That's a 16 foul. So Lee's going to go to the line. I don't know if they called that a shooting foul or not. And we've got Javier Guzman coming in. Nico Romero Salas, teammate, also coming in. Guzman is going to replace Roberts. Brooks and Morris are going to go to the bench. And I think Ken Rook might be sporting a rather gap-tooth smile right now because of those teeth he lost back in Connell. As Lee, his second shot rims in and out. Rebound, Braden Schwartz. Gives to Nico Romero. Goes longer than Flores in the corner. Now back to Nico. Now back to Hector facing the double team. And they're going to say Hector picked up his pivot foot. Now Trey Leader is going to check in. And Lee, who's looking a little bit blown for Riverview, is going to check out. Hamlin takes the inbound from Leader. And Hamlin dribbles across the timeline. Going to be met by Flores. Goes right arc. That is Guzman. He launches a long three. Hamlin skies in for the rebound, moves the handle on it, gets it back in, pulls out for a long two. That ends up being no good, and now they're going to call Flores for foul on Hamlin. If the Hawks are going to steal one from Riverview here, they need strong guard play, and Nico Romero has already been on the bench once for a little bit of attitude adjustment, and now it's 6:35 in the second. Hector Flores picks up his third personal foul. Pardon me. And Ken Rooks, who just checked out, as Hamlin hits his first free throw, is going to check in. And Flores is going to have to sit for a bit. And Ferraro, asking for a little bit of clarification from the ref, has given it to him. And now we're back in business as Hamlin gets the ball back. And he hunkers for his second free throw. And now that's on its way, and he nails it. 25-12 as John Saylor checks in and Westberg checks out for Sunderland's Riverview squad. Nico takes the Rooks inbounds. He's going to dribble down the left wing. Now he wants to drive in. Going to be met trouble. That goes to Salas. She made at the top of the arc. Wants to feed Lindstrom down low. Pass gets batted away, ultimately stolen. And then long outlet to Guzman. He's going to have to pull up at the baseline and kicks back out to Cottavong. He's now on the left arc. Now goes to the top of the arc. Hamlin. And Hamlin faked Rooks out of his feet and then traveled in the key. Rooks overcommitted, and as he was coming back, Hamlin dragged his pivot foot, and they saw that. The turnover goes to the Hawks as Nico comes down the right wing, shot by Cottavong. He's going to dribble right now, turn back around, and now they're going to call Cottavong for a blocking foul. He put his thigh into Nico's leg as he was trying to drive around him. And Nico having some words with the ref, and one of the lead refs giving an eye to Ferraro, saying need to watch perhaps an attitude here. Nico to Lindstrom, back to Nico, tries to drive through, wanted to kick out Schwartz and lost the handle on the dribble. And Flores quickly is going to check back in, and Romero is going to go back to the bench. Got to have strong guard play. Hamlin goes to Cottavong on the left arc, fakes the three, kicks baseline, pulls back out, puts about an 18-foot shot that ends up being no good, and Lindstrom had his hand on the rebound, but then it got batted out of bounds by Riverview. So now Flores will take it up the court. He goes in the corner to I cannot see who. Shoemaker, he goes long cross-court to Rooks, just the guy to get it. Now back top of the arc, Flores. Hector's going to put it on the ground. Now he stops at the top of the key. Now he gets to Rooks. He's going to shoot a left arc three. Oh, my gosh. Off the back of the rim. Look good. Schwartz with the offensive rebound. He's going to be, yes, sir! Puts up an 18-foot bank shot and drains it. 25-14 Riverview. Guzman to Cottavong is going to shoot a right arc three. That's good. And he went down, but they're not going to call a foul. 28-14 being doubled up right now by the Panthers, or the Hawks. Flores comes down right arc. Now goes to Shoemate. Down low to Schwartz. Now back out to Shoemate. Going to shoot a right corner three. That's good. Silas Shoemate brought to you by Braden Schwartz. Now coming the other way, Guzman, no, Trey Leader is going to shoot a left corner three. I didn't even see how he got a hold of that. And we're trading threes right now, 31-17 Riverview. 4:44 to go here in the second. Rook to Flores. Flores at the top of the arc. Now right corner Shoemate. Down low to Schwartz. Goes back to Shoemate. He shoots that three, and he nails it again. Silas Shoemate from the corner, fed by Braden Schwartz. 31-20. Hanlon coming down the time. Nico Romero's trying to check in, and he's pushing the scores table all over the place. As John Saylor picks up a missed shot, tries to go back up with it. That's no good, but they're going to say he got fouled on the way up. And the foul is on Braden Schwartz. That's his first, eighth team foul. Saylor, I'm almost positive, was in the act of shooting, so the 6'2 junior is going to get to shoot two. And his first is good. Nico Romero checks back in, as does Rylan Naughton and Andrew Cole for Riverview. Rook will go to the bench, and we'll have the small backcourt again as Saylor takes a couple bounces and then fires. That's going to be Aaron off the rim. No good. Bounce rebound brought up by Saylor's teammate. Feeds Flores down low, who wants to fake out Katabong, who puts it away. Hector Flores in transition cuts the lead to 10, 32-22. Hamlin coming across the timeline. And now at the top of the arc goes left arc Cole. Cole drives in. He takes an 18-foot shot. That's off the side of the rim. No good. Sky rebound brought to you by Hector Flores. Goes long to Lindstrom, who's going to fake out Katavong, but his lane is too strong. God, those transition buckets. Hamlin pulls up at the key, about a 10-footer. That's going to bounce around. No good. Shoemate's going to muscle down with the rebound. And we're in transition again. Flores comes down the left wing. Shot up by Katavong. Slices around him. Flies into Saylor. Puts up a shot that ends up being no good, but this time Nico drew the foul. And that foul's on John Saylor. That's his first personal fifth-team foul. And Nico, still looking for his first point. On two drives, he's been called on charges. He's going to shoot free throws, and his first one rims in and out, no good. Morris is going to check back in, as are Westberg and Lee for Riverview. And Braden Schwartz, who's having an efficient period of time here on the court, 4 points, four rebounds, two assists, is going to go to the bench as Nico fires the second shot, and that one's good. 32-23, Riverview now with a nine-point lead. They led by as much as 16. And Westberg goes to Katavong, who wants to drive down. He's going to kick out to Roberts. He's going to want the long two. Yeah, and they called it a two. I saw it as a two, and they called it a two. 34-23, Riverview. Flores to Nico on the left arc. Nico looking for some movement, goes back out to Hector at the top of the arc. Flores looking for some movement. And the guy's just kind of standing around. Now Morris on the right arc takes the ball. He's actually going to dribble. Now goes back to Hector, 16 on the shot clock, goes to Nico in the corner, nails the three. Nico for three, brought to you by Hector Flores, and it's down to eight now, 34-26. Schwartz is going to be sent back in. Hamlin to Westberg to Roberts, and I think Roberts picked up his pivot foot, and Riverview a little bit out of sorts right now, and Bryant brought to Sunderland, wants to talk things over, and College Place making a little bit of a run here in the second. They trail Riverview by 8, 34-26. We'll be back. You're listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Thinking about getting braces or Invisalign? Think Wood Orthodontics. Formerly Dr. Greg Fink's practice, Wood Orthodontics has the same great staff with an awesome new doctor. Dr. Ryan Wood is a board-certified specialist with amazing attention to detail, and he completes most of his cases in less than 2 years. Entrust your family's orthodontics care to the same great practice that has cared for the smiles of so many other Walla Walla families. Wood Orthodontics. Learn more at woodorthosmiles.com. That's woodorthosmiles.com.
We've been bringing men to one knee since 1906. You see, we've been part of that moment when a man takes a little box from his pocket, and he looks across at the woman he has a question for, and he's excited that he thinks he knows her answer. And then he gets down on one knee, and just a few words tumble out. I'm Skip at Falkenberg's Jewelers. Is it your moment to get down on one knee? Come see us. We have the diamond that will go in that little box that you will pull from your pocket. Falkenberg's Jewelers on Main Street, right in the heart of downtown Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
And we are back live where Nico Romero, unfortunately, just missed the three-pointer. Trailing by eight, 34-26. And we had a student section yelling Hawk Power during that timeout. That made me stay here so you could hear that in the future. Hamlin goes to Roberts on the right wing. Now top of the arc, Westberg. Westberg's actually going to put it on the ground against Schwartz. He wants to back down against him, has to kick back out to Roberts after having gone baseline. Roberts feeds back to Westberg. Now he's got Schwartz on him, wants to go against him. He's got to kick back out to Hamlin, who traveled, and they didn't call. He slices through the key, and they're going to say, no, son, you walked. Cameron Lindstrom to check back in, and Ferraro rotating his players in and out. Cole also is going to check in. Hamlin's going to check out for Riverview. Morris. He's checking out, and Morris has to hustle down to the bench. Romero inbounds to Flores. Hector comes across the timeline, goes left arc rook. Kenny guarded by Roberts, dribbles to the top of the key, now back to Flores on the left arc. Hector looking for something, he's going to shoot a left arc three. That is going to hit the back of the rim and then hit the guy wires. So effectively out of bounds. Cole inbounds to Cottavog, who's taking over guard duties right now. Goes to Roberts on the right arc. Roberts wants to dribble down. He's going to turn around, pull up for an 18-footer. That's good. Roberts has a smooth shooting hand, and he gets the lead back up to 10, 36-26 for Riverview. Flores dribbles down, has to kick back out, gets to Rook. He gets himself trapped in the corner, and he's lost his dribble, and we got to have a timeout, which Mark Ferraro calls with 1:29 to go, and the Hawks trailing by 10 here in Riverview. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM KGBC2.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the College Place Hawks on KGDC2 102.3 FM. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Hawks Radio. Contact your local Edward Jones financial advisor for your investment needs. In the Walla Walla Valley, contact Chase Hessler, George Hessler, Hank Worden, or Sam Wells. Call us today at 1-800-ED-JONES. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
1:29 left in the half. Hawks trailing by 10, but they do have the ball. They inbound to Nico, now in the left corner to Flores. Now back out to Nico, now down to Lindstrom, who tries to put a move on, and he's got to kick back out to Flores, down to Nico. He's going to drive baseline, kicks out to Rooks, who goes up and gets fouled. Great ball movement there, as Rooks wasn't in a good position to make the shot, but he clearly drew the foul by Bailey Westberg, who picked up his first personal 16 foul. And Rooks, I think with a season high thus for 6 points, is going to try and go for two more, and that's off the side of the rim, no good. Stylish teammate now to check in. He's going to check in for Rooks. So Kenny bends and off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound, Cole feeds Cottavong with 1:13 to go. Dribbles to the top, goes to Roberts on the right. Roberts going to drive in, now goes to Lee. Lee dribbles in. He's going to have to kick out. No, he ends up going baseline. Got the corner on Lindstrom and lays it up and in. He leads back to 12 to 38-26. Flores dribbles to the top, slices through the initial double team, and loses the handle on his dribble. Now I got to scramble on the floor for the ball, and Lindstrom feeds Schwartz, who lands a little bit too strong. I think Shoemate got the rebound. And last touch out of bounds by Riverview with 45 seconds to go in the half. Flores goes long to Nico. Nico immediately getting mobbed, pushes through. Yeah, and they're going to call Cole for a grabbing foul. Maybe it was Westberg. And that's a bonus, so someone will be going to the line. Yeah, that foul's on Andrew Cole. That's his first personal. And Nico Romero, who was really getting just mobbed there, is going to stand in for 1-1, and he nails the first. Trying to cut the Riverview lead back to 10. The Panthers led by as much as 16. So the Hawks keeping it close here in the second quarter as Nico makes the second and again cuts it down to 10. With 41 seconds to go, Cottavong comes across the timeline, going to be met by Nico. Goes on the right arc, Roberts. Roberts then wants to drive baseline. He's got to pull back out, gets to Cole at the top of the key. Kick out to Roberts, going to want the corner three off the back of the rim. No good. Long rebound, Lee for Riverview. He's got to dribble back out, goes into the left corner. Now down low to, I think it's Westberg, but I'm not sure. Yes, it was Westberg, and as he went up, they're going to say he got fouled. Fouls on Braden Schwartz. That's his second personal. Seventh eighth team foul. And Westberg to the line now to shoot two, because I'm fairly confident that was a shooting foul. And he makes the first. Silas teammate now will check in. And Rook will sit. Hamlin will check in, as will Ryland Naughton. No, Ryland Naughton is in for the shooter. So if Westberg makes this one, he's going to go straight to the bench. And he hunkers and bounces and fires and hits it. And now Ryland Naughton will check in. Westberg will go to the bench. And with 22 seconds to go, the Hawks will see if they can't cut this lead to 10 or less to end the half. Romero takes the inbounds. He crosses the timeline. He's going to be met by the double team. Goes right out to Flores. Now back to Nico. Now back to Flores. Now back to Nico, looking for something down low. Now Nico's going to dribble into the left a little bit. Goes down to Shoemate on the right arc. Shoemate wants to go to Lindstrom, then Schwartz, and said he's going to pull back for a three. It's off the front of the rim, no good. Then, holy cow, long three-quarter shot actually goes off the backboard. And the first half comes to an end with the Hawks trailing the Panthers 40-28. At Taylor's quarters, which we'll talk about when we come back at halftime. Riverview 40, College Place 28. You're listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM, KGDC 2.
If you had one less thing to do, what would you do with the free time? Here's a thought. Hire a maid from Handmade Cleaning to help out around the house. Handmade Cleaning offers exceptional cleaning and home beautification services that are more affordable than you think. In addition to regular visits, Handmade Cleaning can also help you before and after parties, do seasonal deep cleanings, prepare for overnight guests, or post-construction cleanup. Learn more at handmadecleaning.com or call 240-7995. That's 240-7995.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time, making sure that your commercial computer network stays running to keep your business going strong. Doyle Computer Solutions. From networks to servers to individual workstations, Doyle Computer Solutions has the staff and experience that you can rely on. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
When you're looking for new flooring for your home, it can be a struggle to find someone you can trust to help you make the right choice. With over 40 years of experience in the flooring industry, trust is just one of the many reasons why Connors Flooring and Design was voted best of the best. We use the finest local licensed installers to make sure your project gets done right the first time. Give us a call at 522-0176 today or stop by our showroom on C Street in College Place for your free estimate. Connors Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you.
Total Office Concepts and Xerox, leading names in office technology, have teamed up to bring real and affordable solutions for managing and printing documents. With the Xerox exclusive app gallery, you can customize the Xerox MFP to handle documents the way you need, rather than conforming to some vendor's idea of how your workflow should be managed. Total Office Concepts, locally owned and serving our community for 90 years, providing furniture and technology solutions. Call 582-4686 at Total Office Concepts. We make your workspace work.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
And back live here at halftime in Findlay, sort of on the banks of the Columbia River, just south of Kennewick, Riverview High School, where the Panthers are leading in College Place Hawks. 40-28. Here's preliminary scoring. First for the hosting Riverview Panthers, you have John Saylor with 1 point. You've got Trey Leader with 3 points, one bombs away. Bailey Westberg, 4 points. Cody Hamlin, 5 points. Abel Katavong, 6 points. Caden Lee, 9 points. Darren Roberts leading all scorers with 12 points. For your Hawks, we've got Cameron Lindstrom with 3 rebounds. We've got Hector Flores, 2 points, 1 rebound, 3 assists. We've got Braden Schwartz, 4 points, 4 rebounds, and 2 assists. And Ken Rook, 6 points and 1 rebound. Definitely showing some signs from some folks that don't start or necessarily contribute quite so much, that contributing quite a bit in this game. Nico Romero, 6 points and 1 assist, and Silas Shoemate leading all Hawks scorers with 10 points and 4 rebounds. Hawks shooting fairly well. They're shooting 35.7%, 10 for 28, 5 for 11 in the first quarter, 5 for 17 in the second quarter. And they're shooting 5 for 8 from the line, which isn't too bad, and they've got 13 total rebounds, 7 of them offensive. six assists, one steal, one block shot to offset seven turnovers. So, you know, overall, this Lion actually looks pretty good. So why are they trailing by 12? Well, I'll tell you. With about 6 minutes to go in the first early on, the Hawks were tied with Riverview 4-4. And then in the middle of the first quarter, Riverview went on a 16-0 run. And this wasn't necessarily a case of poor shooting on the part of the Hawks. It's just their offense wasn't working quite to their capacity, and Riverview was scoring virtually every time they touched the ball. And it looked like they were going to run away with it, getting to 20-4. And then the Hawks, over the first and second quarter, went on an 8-0 run to bring it to 20-12 to end the quarter, and then carried it on a little bit too into the second quarter to get the lead at 1 point as low, sorry, the deficit rather, as low as 8, and then Riverview pulled back a little bit more here in the second quarter to have that 40-28 lead. So, once again, pardon my, you know, you have a radio announcer who's, let's just say, well north of 40, and sometimes his voice likes to change on him like he's 16. I still remember talking to Mark Ferrara at the end of the Connell game. He rolled his eyes at me and said, you know, if I could get the boys to play four solid quarters, we'd get a win here. And you take away that 16-0 run where the defense was just having trouble handling Riverview on the other end of the court, and this is a different game. This is potentially a 4-point college place lead. They're shooting well. Their bench is contributing. Their starter, Silas Shoemate, Nico Romero, is picking things up a little bit. One of the things that did cost the Hawks during that 16-0 run is the point guard play. Flores picked up his third personal. And Nico Romero, who is probably the most dynamic scorer on the Hawks team, but he's also one who is most emotionally, I don't know how you, I don't know what adverb you may want to use. Invested, passionate, concerned, emotional. But what happened in the first quarter is he drove down the key, drew a charging foul. He then drove down the key again and elbowed a Riverview player out of the way and rightfully got called for the charge. And after that, you could see his face start to tense up a little bit, and he simply wasn't feeling it. And Mark Ferraro, I think, I haven't spoken to Ferraro about this, but I get the distinct impression that he can read Nico's moods. And when Nico's looking cloudy, Ferraro will sit him on the bench, and he had to do it twice during that 16-0 run. And both times, Ferraro went down and coached Nico up against a bit and said, come on now, you just need to play your game and stick with it and hold your head high. The next time Nico came in, he hit a three, got some free throws, and we weren't quite seeing that clowniness quite so much. So to succeed in the second half, what the Hawks need to do, well, they need to keep doing what they've been doing. They need to get bench production. They've been playing actually fairly good defense, except for that 16-0 run. They need to keep trying to bust things in. Worth has had success. Silas Shoemate has some success inside. Linston's had some good looks. He simply hasn't been able to finish them. They need to finish those looks, continue to play good defense, and the point guards simply need to pick up their game. They do that, and this game is stealable. Yeah, I know I've said it before, but anything's possible. And again, they play the games on the court and not on paper. They're out doing their warm-up, so we're going to take another break. And when we come back, we'll have the second half and all of that action when we return. We're at halftime right now. In Findlay here at Riverview, the Panthers lead the Hawks 40-28, and we'll be back for the second half. You're listening to Hawk Basketball here on 102.3 FM, KEBC2.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
Welcome to Gigabit Country. Pocket iNet Communications is now offering internet service that is an incredible 100 times faster than broadband to the residents of Walla Walla Valley. You too can get access to this super high-speed gigabit internet by visiting pocketinet.crowdfiber.com and entering your address. That's pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. 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 Welcome to Gigabit Country. No limits, just possibilities.
Hey, Walla Walla, 3 years strong. Scott Jordan at Paragon Auto Sales, your perfect choice for your next vehicle. If we don't have what you're looking for, no problem. We have thousands of vehicles we can search through. Need financing? We have that too. Rates as low as 2.99%. How about a first-time buyer with no cosigner? No problem. We can help there as well. Let me be your car guy. I can help with all aspects of the vehicle industry. Come see us today or visit us at usedcarswallawalla.com or check my Facebook page, Scott Jordan's Paragon Auto Sales.
Hey, have you heard? The Farmers Co-op and CHS Primeland have joined forces. The new group, known as CHS Primeland, will focus on providing outstanding service to current co-op customers and growing to be a major supplier in the northern Idaho and eastern Washington markets. Don't you worry now. The co-op, CHS Primeland, still has the same great local field staff you've trusted for years. Think of it this way. The co-op has upgraded to CHS Primeland. 9th and Rose, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Back live here in Philly with second half action. Nico Romero will take the in. Hector Flores will take the inbound from Nico. Going from right to left as we sit here at the scores table, trailing by 12 to Riverview. Flores moves to the left, goes to Nico in the corner, and nails the three. Nico for three, brought to you by Hector Flores, and the lead is single digits at 40-31. Hamlin comes across the timeline, goes left arc, Westberg. He's not going to shoot from there. He dribbles from the top, kicks off to Caden Lee. Now goes to Cadavon, shattered by Nico. Cadavon, shaken and bacon, now trapped in the corner, goes to Lee on the left arc. Lee now wants to dribble in, has Rooks in his face, goes to Roberts, top of the arc. And he nails that three. 43-31 Riverview. Nico comes up top there. Goes to Flores. Left arc feeds Lindstrom down low. Cameron can't quite hang on to it, and Roberts ends up stealing it from him. Goes to Potavong now on the left arc. Now to Roberts. Roberts dribbles in, goes to top of the key, goes to Westberg, who could have put a move on, but decided not to and throws the ball away. Nico ends up with it, gives to Flores in transition, who lays it up and in. Hector Flores, brought to you by Nico Romero. And the deficit is cut back to 10 at 43-33. Hamlin at the top of the arc, met by Flores. Giving Hamlin a hard time, goes to Cadavon, fakes the three, pulls in, now pulls up for a shorter three. That's up the side of the rim, no good. Skied, rebound. They're going to say last touch by Caden Lee. And the Hawks with a chance to cut the lead back to 8, which they had reached at about 5 minutes to go in the second quarter, as I recall. Flores comes across the timeline, goes to Rooks on the left arc. Kenny is going to dribble, guarded by Hamlin, goes to Flores in the corner. Hector wants to drive in, goes out to Shoemate, now down to Rooks. He's going to put up a 15-footer up the side of the rim, no good. Hamlin in transition. Stops, has to pull up, now goes to Cadavon, fakes the three. Now he dribbles to the left, now he's got to go top of the arc. Roberts, and people left him alone. Unfortunately, his shot goes off the back of the rim and hits the guy wires. We got lucky. Someone rotated off of Roberts, who has been successful at hitting threes, and he had a wide open look. It was off the back of the rim. Flores to Nico across the court in the corner to Shoemate. Shoemate now wants to drive in. Fakes the pull-up, goes to Flores. Flores now wants to drive in and kicks off to Rooks, who wasn't ready for it. Pass was going north. Rooks was going south. You hear Ferraro in the background exhorting Flores. We need you to do it. You can do it. Hamlin gives to Cadavon on the left arc. Cadavon goes top of the arc. Roberts. Flores goes to the steal. Roberts instead now is going to drive, kicks out the Lee. He thinks about right arc three, but that's not for him. And now Flores turns his back on him, and Lee drives baseline and lays it up and in and extends Lee back to 12 again. Flores dribbles down, slices through the double team. Gets off a left-handed scoop shot that wasn't quite strong enough, ends up gathering down his own rebound. Now kicks out to Romero at the top of the arc. He's going to shoot over Westberg, and they're going to call Westberg for the blocking foul. Nico probably didn't have much of a prayer of making that shot, but manages to get Bailey Westberg to foul him. And is going to shoot two, and he nails first. Braden Schwartz checking in. Silas Shoemate has got a little hitch in his giddy-up that's going to go to the bench. Nico, trying to get that deficit back to 10. Does that quick fire. Does it. 45-35 Riverview. Hamlin comes across the timeline. Hawks need to stop. Pulls up with Hector in his face. Now goes to Roberts on the right arc, who's left wide open for the three, and he nails it. Oh, man. Perimeter defense. Rotation, guys. Come on. Watch your men. And we got a foul away from the ball. And Abel Cotabong is going to be called for shoving Nico Romero. And Mark Ferraro wants a timeout, which will take us 5:06 to go. Trailing Riverview by 13, 48-35. You're listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM KGBC2.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Make it a lean, mean 2017 at Walla Walla's Postal Annex as they provide safe, secure, and super affordable shredding services. Why shred those outdated documents? It can prevent ID theft, protect you, your customers, and employees. It just makes perfect sense to be secure these days. So put those old records to bed and shred for just 99 cents a pound with expert shredding service and more from the pros at Walla Walla's Postal Annex. Owner Sheila Profrock and her crew are always there for you.
Hi, this is Sheila.
Come see us in the Plazaway Shopping Center.
Happy New Year!
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And we are back live. Flores has the ball at the top of the arc with handing it off to Romero. Now to Flores, who fakes the shot. Now it's going to drive in and lays it up and in with a muscle move to the basket. That's beautiful on Hector's part and cuts that Riverview lead to 11, 48-37. And Hamlin has his pass tipped by Hector, but Roberts gathers it back in. Now Cotabong almost back to the line. Now goes to Hamlin on the left arc. He's going to shoot an NBA three. That's an air ball. And Flores chases down the rebound. Hector playing like a man possessed. Gives to Nico. He shows off to Schwartz. His shot ends up being an air ball, but Nico's going to pick up the offensive rebound. His shot ends up being no good. And that foul is going to be on Cody Hamlin. That's his second personal. So Nico to the line to shoot two again. And the first one goes off the back of the rim, no good. Silas Shoemaker check in. Ken Rook sit. Javier Guzman also to come in for Riverview with Abel Cotabong going to the bench. Nico's second free throw is also off the back of the rim, no good, but gets his long own rebound. Now kicks out to Flores, and we're going to try this again. Hector goes to Nico as Hamlin goes for the steal. Now to Hector. He's going to pick up the pivot foot and travel. Oh, man. Because they are playing with confidence right now, and if they can just get a couple stops and a couple finishes afterward, they're back in this game. Trailing by 11, 48-37. 4:11 to go here in the third. Guzman gets the ball in the left arc, and he picks up his pivot foot. And Cotabong quickly is going to check back in as Sunderland, Coach Sunderland for Riverview apparently has little patience for subs to come in and instantly make a mistake. Flores takes across the timeline and goes to Shoemaker, who was shadowed by Roberts and had to go long, and the ball ends up getting tossed out of bounds. The Panthers right now are bringing their three defenders way out past the perimeter. Cotabong is going to shoot a long left arc three as he was left on guard, and he nails it, leads back to 14. Long entry pass to Lindstrom. He has to scale out of bounds to get it. Taps it back in, but ends up being turned over. Hamlin puts a wild shot through the key that's not even in count because he took too many steps with Ferraro, yelling at his troops, saying, come on, use your head. They've been playing so well since that 16-0 run. Hamlin, disgusted, goes to the bench, gesturing violently as Cole comes to take over for him for Riverview. Hector goes left arc now, Lindstrom. Cameron looking for some opening, actually dribbles against Westberg, who wanted to go to Nico, has the ball tapped, now gets it to Nico. 23 on the shot clock. Nico now wants to dribble, and I'm getting screened. He ends up going baseline, kicks out to Flores, wants the top of the arc three. Nails it! Hector for three, brought to you by Nico Romero, and it's 41-50 Riverview. Just get the stop, guys. Get out on the perimeter. Cottabong shadowed by Romero. Now goes to Westbrook on the right arc. Westbrook goes back to Cottabong. Cottabong dribbling at the top. Now he's going to shoot a top of the arc three. That's up the side of the rim, no good. And long rebound, Cole. Now feeds Cottabong at the top. Now Roberts on the right. Now Westbrook, he's going to go in against Lindstrom. And the reverse lay-in manages to make it work. Leads back to 13, 53-40. Ken Rooks to check in. Hector goes to Braden Schwartz on the left arc. He wanted to go to Lindstrom. Ball gets tipped and stolen. Cottabong comes to the top of the arc. Going to be met by Nico. Now goes to Roberts. He's going to shoot that three with Silas in the face. Rims in and out. Schwartz's rebound. He can't get a hold of. Gets picked up by Westbrook, who clears it up and puts it away. And you got to stop him now, because now the lead's back to 15, almost the largest of the game. Flores to Lindstrom. And as Lindstrom was trying to make his move to make a pass, they're going to say he got hacked by Cole, who picks up his second personal. Fourth team foul. Rooks come in. Schwartz come out. So Flores will take it now. Kobe Morris is also supposed to check in. We're going to go with the inbound play. As Flores looking, gets to Nico, quickly launches the corner three. It's going to be a way long air ball. Rebound Roberts. Gives to Cottabong, comes across the timeline. Met early by Nico. Now Cottabong dribbles into the key, puts up kind of a wild 10-foot shot that's no good. He goes for the deck on the key, in the key. And they're going to say he got fouled on the way up by... That foul's on Hector Flores. That's his fourth. So Cottabong now is going to go to the line. They're going to call that a shooting foul. He'll shoot two. Miguel Moreno is going to see his first minutes. Kobe Moore is also set to check in as Cottabong manages to swirl that one home. Flores is going to have to sit, and Lindstrom is going to sit. Moreno in for Flores and Morris in for Lindstrom. Cottabong hunkers and fires, and that also, boy, it hit a whole lot of rim that made both of them go home. And now that's their largest lead at 17, 57-40. Shoemate on the right arc, fakes out lead, drives to the bucket, shot a little bit too strong. And... not sure what happened here. And we have a complaint that Westbrook was all over Shoemate, but Silas is the one that's going to get called for the foul. That's his second. First team foul. Schwartz now to check back in. And hot coach is complaining that Westbrook was all over Shoemate's back. But nevertheless, Silas is the one who came up with the foul. Cottabong comes across the timeline, goes to Roberts, going to shoot that right arc three. That rims in and out, no good. Rebound, Riverview, didn't see who got it. And then Schwartz goes up as Roberts drives, and they're going to say Schwartz committed the foul on Roberts. Braden gestures to the bench, going, what the heck, I got ball. That picks up his third personal. So Darren Roberts is going to go to the line to shoot two. As Riverview has opened up their largest lead of the game, and now it's up to 18, 58-40. If the Hawks could simply get some stops and finish on offense, this game could have been handled. But Roberts puts up to 19, and the Hawks are going to have to move now if they want to get back into this. Right wing, Nico Romero pulls up. Now he's looking for someone to get it to. Wants to go to Rook. Has the ball. Cole grabs it, loses the handle on it. Roberts went in to help and kicked it into the stand. So the College Place catches a break as Rooks will take it out in front of the College Place bench. Rooks looking for some movement. Goes to Nico, now to Moreno. Now he goes back to Nico. Romero looking for something to happen. Now goes to Moreno. He's going to shoot a three. And it rims in and out. That was a good-looking shot. Guy is in for his own rebound. Rooks ends up gathering it in. That putback is no good. And then there was a foul on Kobe Morris in trying to get the offensive rebound again. So Morris picks up his fourth team foul. Cottabong Comes across the timeline, goes to Roberts on the right wing, fakes the three, instead drives in his shot way too low. Rebound, Ken Rook. Beats Nico, who comes down the right wing with under a minute to go. Pino wants to drive through, kick out to Moreno, launches a long three, air ball, but rebound, Nico, who then goes up and got fouled on his way up. And that's Cole picking up his third. 15 foul. So Nico to the line once again to shoot two. Nails the first. Nico's pretty reliable from the line. I'm not going to give you the stat because whenever I do, someone misses. But he's fairly reliable tonight. And he stays fairly reliable by hitting that. Call me superstitious, but that's what we're going with. I'll report it at the end of the game. 59-42 Riverview. Cottavong under 45 seconds to go goes to Cole. Now top of the arc, Roberts. And now he goes to Lee in the left corner. Lee now is going to drive in against Morris. And we're going to have a foul before any shot was made. It's going to be against College Place. That's on Morris. Picks up his third personal. Cole gets it to Cottavong, fakes the three. He's in the left corner. Now it's top of the arc, Westberg. Westberg looking for some movement. He's going to get harassed. Now goes to Lee, way out in transition. He dribbles to the top of the arc, fakes the three, gets Morris up to his feet. Now feeds Westberg down low, who goes over Schwartz. His shot too weak. Rebound, Miguel Moreno. Now Nico's going to drive in. Instead, he's going to shoot from the free throw line, and it's off the back of the rim, no good. And then scramble for the rebound. We've got a foul. I think that's going to be on Nico. Yep. Foul's on Nico Romero. That's his third personal. 15 foul. Lee will take it out baseline and feed it into Cottavong with 13.5 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Cottavong dribbles down, met by Nico. Now to Roberts on the right arc. Fakes the three, goes back to Cottavong. 5 seconds. Cottavong now wants to drive. Shoots through Schwartz, and Moreno goes up. His shot goes off the bottom of the rim, but they're going to say he got fouled on his way up. Fouls on Miguel Moreno. That's his first personal. 17 foul. So both teams will be in the bonus from here on out. Cottavong is going to shoot two, hits the first. 18-point Riverview lead. That equals their largest of the game. And Cottavong gets two bounces and hunkers and fires and hits the other. And with 2 seconds, that'll probably be it, as Nico's going to run out of time before he gets his shot off. And we'll go to the fourth quarter with the Hawks starting to fall behind. They're trailing Riverview 61-42. We'll be back with the fourth quarter. You're listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM, KGTC2.
Don't suffer through another cold shower this winter. Warm up with a new hot water heater installed by Total Comfort Solutions this month and save $250. You may even qualify for a $50 rebate from Cascade Natural Gas. Call 525-4868 and feel the difference. That's 525-4868 or on the web at www.comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, your authorized Lennox dealer in Walla Walla.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And we are back live, getting ready to start the fourth quarter. The team's not interested in their minute timeout, and we're going to be all set to go here. Well, now the refs are consulting, trying to figure out exactly who the ball belongs to. Oh my goodness, we had a double foul at some point, and I missed. Who picked up the second end of that double foul towards the end of the third quarter. So the possession arrow favors the Panthers, and Lee, no, check that. That leader went down to Mullen, who, boy, picked up his pivot foot. Now goes to Naughton, and Naughton wants to shoot over traffic in the key, and his shot ends up being an air ball, but they're going to say he got fouled by Ken Rook, who picks up his first personal. 18 foul, and if they're calling that a shooting foul, Mountain's going to get to shoot two. Doesn't matter. Hits the first. 20-point Riverview lead. Two bounces, hunker and consider, and then he fires and nails that too. 63-42. The Hawks need to answer, and then they need to stop. goes to Shoemate on the left arc. Salas drives in, goes cross court to Nico Romero. He's going to launch a right corner three. Boom! Nico Romero brought to you by Silas Shoemate. There's a drought ending. 63-45 Riverview. Hamlin goes to, that was Nutton, chooses a long air ball three. And we're getting a lot of Panther offensive rebounds. Their putbacks end up being no good. And now they're going to call Cameron Lindstrom for fouling Saylor. And Hawks getting boxed out in that exchange. Braden Schwartz checking in, and Bakari getting his first action. He's spelling Rook, and Schwartz will spell Cameron Lindstrom as John Saylor, 6'2 junior for Riverview, will go to the line to shoot two. And he takes his, nope, it's a 1-1, and it bounces and then drops. 4-45. Saylor gets the ball. He takes four bounces, and then he hunkers and stops and thinks for a while and lets it fly. And once again, a 20-point lead. Nico to Hector on the left arc. Now back to Nico. Now back to Hector in the corner. Hector, I think, is going to launch a three. I was screened. And rebound Hamlin, who quickly now is going to load a three-on-two fast break and not is able to score the layup in transition. And Bakari now is going to come down the right wing, has the ball poked away by Hamlin, who's going to lead both him and Nico to the layup, and all of a sudden transition bucket. Flores now comes down the right wing, fakes, lost the handle on his dribble, managed to get it back, gets to Nico, quickly thinks about the three, that's going to feed Shoemate, who drives baseline and lays it up and in. Nice eye by Nico. He had the three and saw Silas wide open. And that's just the sort of thing we need to see more of. Hamlin crosses the timeline, goes left arc. Naughton launches that three. Scramble for the rebound, brought down by Braden Schwartz. Now feeds Flores in transition and almost loses the handle on the dribble. Goes to Bakari in the corner. He's going to drive baseline, skipper through, go to Nico. Nico drives in. He's going to have to pull back out. And now he's in trouble because he's trapped. Now goes to Flores. 21 on the shot. No, that's Bakari. Now to Flores at the top of the arc. Hector's going to dribble down, and I don't know what we call three in the key, I guess. Must be, because the Panthers are now going to have the ball, so and no one's being called for a foul, so I'm going to assume that was a call. Travel was impossible there. Lindstrom now to check back in as Hamlin goes to Guzman, who's checked in. He's going to drive into the key, and he goes up, and his ball, his shot, I'm going to say, gets blocked by Braden Schwartz out of bounds. Lindstrom will check back in, and Schwartz will check out. Hamlin will take it up baseline and let Flores in his face. And having a time getting in, that's go way long to leader. Now feeds Hamlin, who dribbles to the top of the arc. Now he wants to slice into the key. He's going to put up a contested shot over Shoemate. It bounces around on the end, hangs, and then drops. 71-47. Outlet to Nico. He's on the left arc. He now wants to drive. Got to pull back out. Still maintaining his dribble. Goes to Hector, also in the corner. Now top of the arc, Bakari. Bakari is going to try to dribble in, pull back out. Left arc, Flores. He dribbles in, top back to Bakari. Bakari is going to dribble down the left. Now to Hector in the corner. Wants to go to Lindstrom on the baseline, and then I think we're going to have a reaching foul on Saylor. Yeah, John Saylor picks up his second personal. That's the 17th foul, so Cameron Lindstrom should be going to the line now to shoot a 1-on-1. Cameron, left hand, like Nico, takes one bounce, and it rims in and out and drops away. Scramble for the rebound, finally brought down by Saylor. Goes to Hamlin, quickly comes down, shake and bake, pulls into the key, now pulls back out. Now he goes to Guzman on the left arc. Guzman feeds. That's Naughton down low. Now feeds Saylor in the key. He's going to shoot over Shoemate, and that ends up being no good. Rebound Flores, and the body hits the deck. But Hector's going to keep coming down, hits Bakari in the corner. He's going to put up a 15-footer. Yes! Bakari, brought to you by Hector Flores. 71-49. Hamlin now going to slow things down a bit, walks to the circle, going to be met by Flores. Now goes to Guzman on the right arc. Guzman drives to the top. Now top of the arc, Naughton. Now to Hamlin on the left arc. Hamlin looking for something to open up. Now he's going to dribble baseline, shoots over Shoemate. That's going to be way long, and the batted rebound is going to go off Saylor's leg. Lindstrom got a handle on it, but couldn't hang on to it. But he brought it down, slammed him right into Saylor's knees, and they went out of bounds. College plays ball. Bakari inbounds to Nico. Romero back to Bakari. He now dribbles across the timeline. I love watching Bakari run. He's so fluid. Tries to dribble in, gets cut off. Goes to Flores on the right. Woo! On the right arc. Hector Flores for three. Brought to you by Bakari. 71-52. Cadavan's going to check back in. Hamlin to Guzman. Going to dribble into the key. Tries to shoot over Shoemate. He's going to have to kick back out. Wants to get to Hamlin. Pass going north. Hamlin going south. Riverview turns the ball over. Cadavan checks in. Hamlin handles the ball pretty well, but he often goes to the bench looking like he's got the nervous complaint. He just looks irritated. Bakari inbounds to Nico, who gives back to Bakari. Comes down the right wing. He's going to be shadowed by Cadavan. Now he's going to turn around, left to right arc three. The rim's in and out, no good. And the Saylor had the rebound, has it batted out of bounds. Finally, gets gathered in by Nico, who hits Hector, who hits the three and rims in and out, no good. It was hanging there. Thought it might decide to go in, then decided not to. Cadavan dribbles to the top, goes to Naughton on the left arc. Now Naughton wants to drive in, and they're going to call Naughton for a charge. He sent Lindstrom to flying in the next week, and Cameron, I don't want to say he sold it well. He definitely got shoved, but I think he might have added a little bit to his velocity. And that's just good gamesmanship right there. Flores inbounds to Bakari. He can now lopes down the left wing, now dribbles to the right, now kicks to Hector on the right arc. Hector's going to drive in, gives that to Nico, who's wide open on the left arc. His shot ends up being in and out, no good. Scramble for the rebound, brought down by Hector Flores. Hector now wants to drive in and kicks out to Nico. Nico's going to drive baseline and feeds Lindstrom, whose lay-in isn't strong enough, but Shoemate cleans up and lays it up and in. And with that, we're going to have a full timeout for college plays. So some trailing Riverview, 71-54, 3:23 to go in the game. You're listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact. That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
What do Elgin Appliance and Maytag dishwashers have in common? Maytag offers dependable cleaning built into every dishwasher with their Jet Clean Plus wash system. While Elgin Appliance customers have come to depend on their knowledge, selection, and prices, Maytag offers the four-step clean system, starting with spray jets with the power of 25 gallons per minute and the maintenance-free filter, along with the four-blade chopper, and finally, high-heat steam to sanitize. So when purchasing your next dishwasher, depend on Maytag and Elgin Appliance and Milton Free Water.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
And back live here at Riverview. Riverview leading by 17. And the Hawks pressing. Cameron Lindstrom invades the lane and steals the ball. And Ferrar telling them to hurry up. As Bakari comes down, he's got a pullback out. He's on the right arc. Now gives Shoemate. Shoemate goes cross court to Nico. No, it's going to be intercepted by Cole. And the Hawks then now trying to press. And Bakari comes back and harasses Hamlin in the backcourt. Hamlin still with Bakari all over him, right at the center circle, now goes to Westbrook at the top. Now he's got two guards in his face trying to hound him into a turnover. Now goes to Cole, now goes cross-court to Naughton. No, that's not Naughton. That is Leader, and his shot rolls on the rim, no good, and Shoemate ends up coming down with the rebound. Caden Lee? No. Rylan, who's the bloody foul on? I missed it. Yeah, it is. The foul's on Caden Lee. That's his second personal. That is the ninth team foul. So both teams going to be in a double bonus after this. And Silas Shoemate's going to go to the line now to shoot a one-on-one already with 14 points. Silas gets his 15th and earns the second. You always love to see that. Flores, 12 points. Shoemate, 15 points. Romero, 16 points. Silas' second free throws off the back of the rim, no good. And Hamlin quickly is going to come down the wing. Now he's going to pull back out. Dribble to the top of the arc, goes to Guzman on the right arc. Guzman feeds Lee, who goes up and is going to be blocked by Lindstrom, now going to give to Bakari. And as Bakari was trying to drive into the key, Hamlin made a grab for the ball, but instead got Bakari's hand. So fouls are on, oh, sorry, they're going to say that foul's on Guzman. So Bakari's going to go to the line with 2 points already to his credit. Two shoot two, and he quickly launches and shoots an air ball off to the left. The teacher in me hates to see that. Doesn't matter who it is. Bakari, two bounces, quick bounce and fire. That's off the back of the rim, no good. Hamlin now is going to have Bakari in his face in the backcourt. And Hamlin now dribbles to the right. Now we go to the right corner with Leader, who wanted to see Guzman. Instead, the pass gets tipped and stolen by Flores, who quickly is going to come up, dribbles the ball off his foot, gathers it back in, now goes to Bakari, who's going to drive in. Oh, man. And he puts up a running 10-foot shot off the bank, rims in and out. But they're going to say he got fouled on his way up by Lee, who picks up his third personal. So Bakari is going to go to the line again to shoot two, and let's hope he can do better than he did his first time. Bounce, backboard, off, no good. Leader is going to check back in, and Lee is going to check out. Bakari, two bounces, quick hunker fire. And that one bounces around, no good. Schwartz tipped the rebound and ended up being brought down by Riverview, and I think they're going to call a foul on College Place. That foul was on Bakari trying to retrieve his own rebound, so Bakari picks up. That's his first personal, and everyone's in the double bonus, so we may be seeing quite a few shots coming up here as Hamlin goes to the line. Two bounces. He spins. Honkers, considers, and finally lets go, and he nails it. Kenrick to check in, and Bakari is going to sit. Talking a little bit about Rooks during this game, who had a lively first quarter. Hamlin's second free throw is good, and it is an 18-point Riverview lead. And Flores goes to Shoemate, who's simply going to shoot over the defense flat-footed, goes off the front of the rim, no good. Now gets to Hamlin, who shoots down the left wing, pulls up, now gives to Lee, and they're going to say he picked up his pivot foot. And Hamlin slams the ball down. It's like, watch it, son. He's Nutton and Saylor checking in. Lee and Westberg checking out. Oh, that's Leader. Sorry. Nico inbounds to Flores. Takes across the timeline. Going to be met by Guzman. Goes on the left to Rooks. Now top of the arc, Flores. Flores looking for some movement. Has Guzman come out on him. Now down to Lindstrom at the top of the key. Lindstrom tries to dribble down. He's going to shoot over Saylor. Man, that was a good-looking shot, but it was off the front of the rim. Make that shot work, Mr. Lindstrom. There's a future for you for sure. Hamlin goes to Cole on the right arc. Now in the corner to Guzman. Guzman shot it by Shoemate. Kicks back out to Cole. Now back to Guzman, still in the corner. Shoemate's not going to let him go. Now dribbles in. Now goes out to Cole, left arc. Or sorry, right arc. Cole dribbles. Now top of the arc. Hamlin, 10 on the shot clock. He's got Rooks all over him, driving him to the center line. Now Cole, he goes down low to Lee. Sorry, that was not him. Then goes to Hamlin, who hits a left arc three. Where was that? Under a minute to go, and it's 21 points. Riverview lead. Entry pass to Shoemate. Goes back to Nico. Now to Flores on the right arc. Hector looking for an opening. Dribbles to the top. Got Hamlin on him. Goes to Shoemate in the right corner. He shoots a long three. That's barely up the front of the rim. No good. And that will probably do it. As Hamlin is really taking his time coming back. And now he's got Rooks in his face as he crosses the timeline. And there is no shot clock. Do I have that right? Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's right. So Hamlin has on the right. Still has Rooks all over him like stink on cheese. And now Rooks goes over to harass Cole, who's taking over the ball in the left corner. Now wants to get on a load of Saylor. Lindstrom tips it. Guzman gathers it back in, and he'll take the dribble out, and that will do it. And the Hawks still continue to look for that first win in school history. They dropped to Riverview here in Findlay, 76-55. We'll be back with game totals and what is coming up next to Hawks when we return. You're listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM KGBC2.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls, as well as Science Diet pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and sweatshirts, and a full line of winter work clothes. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with Wilbur Ellis brand Ice Melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for your winter products today. Your local True Value store, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. The tradition began in 1869 with two entrepreneurs whose vision was to empower the local community through prudential financial decisions. Today's team at Baker Boyer still shares that vision of building and empowering the community by providing sage advice and counsel. Combining the tradition of community banking with the expertise of D.S. Baker Advisors, Baker Boyer attends to your needs with the proven wisdom of listening first, understanding second, and helping third. Baker Boyer's mission is to help local families manage assets to build local legacies. Baker Boyer, family legacies grown locally. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Thinking about getting braces or Invisalign? Think Wood Orthodontics. Formerly Dr. Greg Fink's practice, Wood Orthodontics has the same great staff with an awesome new doctor. Dr. Ryan Wood is a board-certified specialist with amazing attention to detail, and he completes most of his cases in less than 2 years. Entrust your family's orthodontics care to the same great practice that has cared for the smiles of so many other Walla Walla families. Wood Orthodontics. Learn more at woodorthosmiles.com. That's woodorthosmiles.com.
We've been bringing men to one knee since 1906. You see, we've been part of that moment when a man takes a little box from his pocket, and he looks across at the woman he has a question for, and he's excited that he thinks he knows her answer. And then he gets down on one knee, and just a few words tumble out. I'm Skip at Falkenberg's Jewelers. Is it your moment to get down on one knee? Come see us. We have the diamond that will go in that little box that you will pull from your pocket. Falkenberg's Jewelers on Main Street, right in the heart of downtown Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
And back live here in Findlay, where the Lady Hawks and your men's team both lose to Riverview. The women lost 49-29, and the men lost to Riverview 76-55. Here are your preliminary statistics. First, for the hosting Riverview Panthers, you've got Trey Leader and John Taylor, each with 3 points. Rylan Naughton with 4 points. You've got Bailey Westberg, 8 points. And then you have Caden Lee, 11 points. Andrew Cole, 13. Cody Hamlin, 14. And Darren Roberts leading all scorers with 20 points for your Hawks. Miguel Moreno with 1 rebound. Cameron Lindstrom with 3 rebounds. You've got Bakari in limited action, 2 points and 1 assist. You've got Braden Schwartz with 4 points, 5 rebounds, and 2 assists. And Ken Rook, 6 points and 3 rebounds. And I want to call those two gentlemen out because they were instrumental in sparking an 8-0 run to cut a 16-point lead down to 8 and spanning over the first and second quarter. And this is while the guards, Flores and Romero, were having some problems. Flores with foul trouble, and Romero has some times when he gets kind of cloudy in his look and his disposition, and Coach Mark Ferraro said, son, you got to get on the bench. So during that time, Rooks and Schwartz really stepped into the breach. Continuous scoring, Hector Flores bounced back from his foul trouble to get 12 points, 5 rebounds, and 5 assists. Silas Shue made 15 points, 6 rebounds, and 1 assist. And Nico Romero leading all college play scores with 16 points, 3 rebounds, and 3 assists. The Hawks shot 33%, and that was pretty much where they were staying most of the game. They shot fairly consistently. They only shot 10 for 20 from the line. They got 26 rebounds, 14 of them offensive, although Riverview got lots and lots and lots of extra chances. So only 12 defensive rebounds, and that figure probably needs to be doubled. 12 assists, 3 steals, 3 block shots to offset 14 turnovers. So not the worst line, but if they hadn't given up that 16-0 run in the first quarter, who knows what could possibly have happened with the Hawks. So what is coming up for them? They are going to be returning home to host Wiluke tomorrow night. Then on Monday, they're going to have an away and home doubleheader against Royal. They travel to Royal Monday night, and then they come back home to College Place on Tuesday to host Royal. That's due to the fact that Royal game's been weathered out 4 times. So,
Hey.
I hope we're still there. All right, so we're going to have to do this over the phone because I got unplugged, and I apologize for that. But at any rate, your next contest for College Place is going to be tomorrow night at College Place at home. They're going to be hosting Waluke and still looking to hope to get those first district wins and the first win in school history for the men. That'll do it here from Finley. The women lose 49-29. The men win 76-255, and they will host Waluke tomorrow night at College Place. That tip off at 6 o'clock, and make sure you tune in here for all that action. That'll do it from Finley. You've been listening to Hawk Basketball here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of College Place High School Hawks Basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2. Join us again next time for Hawks Radio right here on Walla Walla's KGDC2. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.